Congressional China Threat Snapshot Report Reveals Surge in CCP Espionage. Commentary. Chinese espionage within the United States, spanning government, military, and economic sectors, has surged, involving both Chinese nationals and non-Chinese individuals working on behalf of the People's Republic of China. The House Committee on Homeland Security has released a new China Threat Snapshot report detailing recent cases of espionage and transnational repression tied to the Chinese Communist Party within the United States. The report consolidates numerous investigations and findings from congressional committees, intelligence and defense agencies, private organizations such as Freedom House, and Homeland Security over the past year, exposing the CCP's nefarious activities on U.S. soil. These incidents span academia, state governments, military bases, research facilities, civil action groups, private companies, and even residential communities. The extensive nature of these reports, combined with the growing number of cases, highlights the escalating threat the CCP poses. One of the reports included in the China Threat Snapshot was from September by CHS and the Select Committee on the CCP. It highlighted the growing risks to U.S. economic and homeland security from CCP activities, uncovering multiple threats and vulnerabilities, particularly in the maritime sector. The report revealed Beijing's unprecedented control over the maritime industry, with two Chinese state-owned enterprises controlling parts of 5 U.S. ports and using PRC-produced technology, including ship-to-shore cranes, raising concerns about espionage and surveillance. ZPMC, a major crane equipment manufacturer with direct ties to the CCP and People's Liberation Army, is involved in militarizing the South China Sea and poses a cybersecurity risk by installing unauthorized cellular modems on cranes at U.S. ports and seeking remote access, potentially compromising sensitive operations. Even alternative crane suppliers have vulnerabilities, as many rely on PRC-made components or have significant business ties to China. The Indo-Pacific region also faces risks in a potential U.S.-China conflict, with the Chinese regime able to manipulate the supply of critical maritime components, disrupting U.S. commercial and military operations, particularly regarding Taiwan. The report includes links to a January 17, 2024, congressional hearing where the Subcommittee on Counterterrorism, Law Enforcement, and Intelligence heard testimony on the growing threat of transnational repression. American citizens and dissidents shared their experiences of being directly impacted by Beijing's actions. The testimony was supported by a Freedom House report documenting 854 incidents of transnational repression, such as assassination, kidnapping, assault, detention, and deportation, carried out by 38 governments in 91 countries between 2014 and 2022. Over 30% of these cases involved the CCP, which Freedom House has identified as leading the most comprehensive and sophisticated campaign of transnational repression in the world. A recent example took place last November when peaceful demonstrators protesting human rights abuses by the CCP and Chinese leader Xi Jinping were physically assaulted during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Freedom House reported that the CCP has effectively legalized overseas espionage for all Chinese citizens under its 2017 National Intelligence Law. Article 7 mandates that all Chinese individuals, organizations, and institutions, including those abroad, must assist in national intelligence efforts, while Article 14 gives Chinese intelligence agencies the authority to demand such cooperation. This law extends to U.S. companies operating in China, which are required to store personal data locally. The law's impact is seen in the crackdown on dissidents in Hong Kong under its national security law, with American and British citizens even placed on the CCP's most wanted list. The law compels Chinese students, visiting scholars, business people, and tourists abroad to engage in espionage, sometimes unknowingly or unwillingly. Numerous cases from American universities reveal Chinese students and their families in China being harassed or arrested for attending events critical of the CCP, like commemorations of the Tiananmen Square massacre or support for persecuted Tibetans, Uyghurs, and Christians. Often, These students are reported to Chinese authorities by fellow Chinese students acting as informants. Further testimony revealed that the CCP directs its transnational repression efforts through agents and pro-CCP organizations. Chinese embassies and consulates directly fund groups like the Chinese Students and Scholars Association, which has over 150 branches across the United States, and the All China Federation of Returned Overseas Chinese, along with numerous regional and social organizations. Additionally, the CCP backs both physical and cyber harassment campaigns targeting dissidents in the United States and other Western nations. In response to the escalating CCP espionage, Congress has taken action. On September 25th, the CHS advanced two bipartisan bills, H.R. 9668, the Shield Against CCP Act, and H.R. 9769, the Strengthening Cyber Resilience Against State-Sponsored Threats Act. Additionally, the Decoupling from Foreign Adversarial Battery Dependency Act passed on the House floor, targeting supply chain vulnerabilities. This legislation prohibits the Department of Homeland Security from purchasing batteries from six Chinese state-owned or operated companies, as well as entities listed by the Departments of Homeland Security, Defense, and Commerce as Chinese military companies. The Department of Defense has already begun phasing out these batteries, and DHS is now required to do the same. While the legislation is a significant step in countering the CCP, the threat remains, and U.S. lawmakers seek answers. In October, 13 legislators sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, warning of systemic influence operations from our principal geopolitical adversary, Communist China. They voiced concern that the U.S. government's response has been inadequate. Polaris National Security, a think tank specializing in American foreign policy, points out that the Biden-Harris administration's China strategy focused more on avoiding conflict than confronting the CCP. The think tank argues that a more assertive, comprehensive approach, including decoupling from China, is essential to ensure America's safety.